There was a man with his name Hubert Ellis, who was a broken-down barrister, and he owned no end of bits of bobs in the village. He owned the Woolpack site, for example, and he owned the field down Wadden Road. He owned all the area where the village hall is and all the Howard Road houses. He owned all that, all overgrown orchard. And he was a self-styled lay rector, and he said his family owned the chancel. That's what he used to say. And he quarrelled with all the vicars that came, and he used to have his own stall, and no one else was used to use it. The floor was all rotten. He had his own oil lamps, paraffin lamps, and no one was allowed to touch those. And he railed with every vicar, and eventually he died. And we had another priest named Conquest Clare, Frank Conquest Clare. Someone said to me the other day, "Was that a nickname?" I said, "Indeed, it wasn't." Because he came from a well-to-do family, and he was a scholar of Clare College, Cambridge, a lawyer. And he came here when he was sort of 40-ish. And the first thing he did was he knew about the Ellis business, and he went down to Ely, and they impounded £2,000 from the Ellis estate. And all his bits and bobs were sold. They got money from that. And Frank Conquest Clare got £2,000, and he spent a lot of time in this church, and he had it all relaid, he had all the floor relaid, and there were some pews, stalls advertised in the Church Times, in a church in Suffolk, and he went down on his own bat and bought them, these stalls, and they are today, and he had them put in. And I think it's a marvellous piece of work. And he loved this church. I mean, he was terribly deaf. His only drawback, but he did some marvellous work here.